JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we bring you highlights of Medical Laboratory Professionals Week, and later, facts about autism. It's time to go Roundabout JA.
JCDC in association with the Chase Fund presents the Festival of the Performing Arts National Finals 2016. Come see the best in music, speech, drama, dance, traditional folk forms, and the exciting deaf dance competition. April 5th, 29, Little Theatre, 10 a.m. daily. Admission, adults $400, children $200. Special group rates available. Sponsored by Nestle, Happy Eyes, National Health Fund, Lifespan, Excelsior, Jamaica Association for the Deaf, and the KSAC. Visit jcdc.gov.jm for more information.
Medical Laboratory Professionals Week was celebrated from April 24 to April 30 under the theme, Get Results. The week was dedicated to celebrating the men and women behind the scenes in hospitals, clinics, and private laboratories across the world. Such persons include medical technicians, phlebotomists, and medical lab technicians. Personnel at the Medical Associates Hospital in Kingston planned a series of activities providing the profession with a unique opportunity to increase public understanding of and appreciation for workers in clinical laboratories.
On Monday, we started with a motivational charge. Tuesday, we did blood grouping testing. It was free. A lot of persons came and they got their little cards with their blood group. So in case of an emergency, you just show them the card and you're good to go.
Medical technologist Eltonette Anderson. The Medical Associates Hospital also facilitated free HIV testing and counseling in partnership with Jamaica AIDS Support on Wednesday, April 27, and on April 28, a Laboratory Appreciation Day saw support personnel being recognized for the work they do. These include nurses, doctors, and orderlies or porters. The rest of the medical lab staff at the hospital, as part of the week's activities, have started a donation drive to help one of their colleagues battling cancer. Assistant lab supervisor at the Medical Associates Hospital, Irvin Hannaford, says he developed a passion for medical technology while working with legendary Jamaican scientist, Dr. T.P. Leckie.
They often say that a medical technologist is one who sits on a stool while playing in somebody else's stool. But oftentimes we are not seen, but our work and what we do is so very essential to the care of patients all across the island.
He has dedicated his life to the care of others. Vision 2030 Jamaica recognizes the need for every child to have access to education to the level that enables him or her opportunity for further education, training, and decent work. Increase your child's chances of success and send them to school. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more.
The concession agreement for the toll rates for the North-South leg of Highway 2000 was signed between NROC and Jamaica North-South Highway Company Limited on June 21, 2012. That was a North-South Highway fact.
On our community notice board, Grace Women International will host a singles and married conference under the theme Raising Women of Destiny from May 5 to 7 at Fellowship Tabernacle, 2 Fairfield Avenue. Call 545-3243 or 898-3357 for more details. The Jamaica Autism Support Association, JASA, provides assistance for parents of children on the spectrum. They sometimes come together to share information, resources, feedback, and support. Visit jamaicaautism.org to become a part of JASA. Facts About Autism is brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that brings us to the end of today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us again next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.